Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit. That is the topic of our program series, and we greet you very warmly to our sixth program, again with a reading from the book with the same title. It is a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom, which was compiled from the roundtable discussions with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. This book opens our eyes to the spiritual and thus the true reality of life and gives us insight, as if through a crack in the door, into the makeup of the seven-dimensional creation, the kingdom of God, which, in the end, is the eternal homeland for all of us. We learn and can also experience this ever more ourselves, that we human beings, as well as all life forms and living beings, all animals, plants, and minerals from the breath of God, are a part of the great family of God. Dear fellow people, with the word God, many a one may at first react rather ambivalently or even distrustful. For this reason, we would like to assure you right from the beginning that everything that you will be hearing about God here has nothing to do with the institutionally marked image of a punishing God who envelops himself in mysteries. Here, rather, we are talking about the all-encompassing primordial intelligence, the creator power of the eternal that is active in the universal principles of the law in all of infinity. We could say that God has nothing whatsoever to do with an external religion. He is the spirit of infinity, the world of infinity, in all beings, in all life forms, and in all divine beings, the spirit beings. And He, the all life, is in the very basis of the soul of every person as well as in every discarnate soul. Before we continue reading today, let us briefly remember the last program in which, at the end, we heard about the world of programs of the human beings that is directed against the love for God and neighbor. And with this, the largest part of mankind has turned away from the almighty unity, from the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, with all the negative consequences associated with this. Dear fellow people, and what continues to be the consequences of this, and what can be done about it? Let us read and continue to listen.
By turning away from the divine, man has terminated the true, deep communication with the All, with all the beings of the being, and with God. By denying the one more, the other less, everything higher, which ultimately is in the person, in us, in the very basis of our soul. Through this, the person has shadowed, that is, burdened, a part of his soul, a part of the spiritual particle structure, and many a one has delivered himself up to the opposition, if not to say, he has sold himself to it through the I want. What you want, you do not have, and what you do not have, you do not grasp. And what you do not grasp, with this you enslave yourself and sell yourself to others.
Day by day, we should reflect more about who we are in the Spirit of God, our Heavenly Father, and should also act accordingly. In God, our Heavenly Father, we are flawless sons and daughters of God. Our divine body is enveloped with our wrong thinking, speaking, and acting that are turned away from God through the five components, which, as we have heard in one of the previous programs, can be the explosives that hit us. because this is the way it is, we should hasten to take the path back and cleanse ourselves of the vileness we have inflicted upon ourselves and possibly even on others. Every day, we could give an account to ourselves on our still existing small and large transgressions in terms of our behavior and what this might trigger.
Und was dies eventuell auslöst.
Often they are familiar bad habits and vices, culminating in wickedness.
Bis hin zu Boshaftigkeiten.
And so let us discard what ultimately enslaves us and literally drives us into the arms of the adversary.
With everything that moves us, we should, yes, ought to, pose the question every day, is this the will of God? In the end, the question needs to be dealt with every day. So, do I actually want to fulfill what God wants? If yes, then cleansing through self-recognition and clearing up is on the agenda. Again and again, we hear the decisive question, who or what am I if I rectify and no longer do the unlawful, the ungood, which is frequently my incentive? What do I resolve for myself? When I resolve, for instance, I become freer and happier. I can concentrate better. My work gets done much easier. I learn to listen in order to better understand my fellow people. I draw closer to the animal and plant world, etc., etc.
Jesus der Christus sagte sinngemäß,
Jesus the Christ essentially said, become perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so, it is solely about returning to the origin in us. In time, we will also better understand other words of Jesus of Nazareth, who taught us, the kingdom of God is within, in you. The kingdom of God is, as essence, the core of being in the divine spiritual body. When the core of being has been uncovered, then we also have clean, God-wanted feelings, sensations, thoughts, and God-wanted words that link, and accordingly, also lawful actions. If the physical body has cleansed itself from all the egocentric toxins, then our brain has also profited from this. Our soul also cleanses itself according to the cleansing of the unlawful aspects. This then means very gradual contact to the higher life.
Dear fellow people, in our book to this program, we now begin a new chapter and read the title, The Breath of God, the All Law, the Light Ether. The breath of God, the eternal, omnipresent life, is God, the all-law, the all-life force. It is the light ether in which all divine being that has taken on form is embedded. The light ether is the all-life, the breath of God, which we human beings too breathe, as well as all animals and plants, according to the life in the density of matter. When at this moment we close our mouth and simultaneously hold our nose, we no longer breathe. Why not? Because the life force, the breath of God, no longer has access to our body. Man calls the intake of air and oxygen breath. But in everything is the breath of God, the life force. The life force, the breath of God, supplies, on the one hand, all the components of the physical body via the breath. On the other hand, the eternal Creator God gives us human beings, as well as the animals and plants, nourishment via the Mother Earth. The omnipresent life, which flows to all creatures on earth, is always the love of God.
In all of infinity, including matter, the Infinite One is active by way of His four primordial powers and His three attributes, which are seldom mentioned by people. From the Spirit of Unity, we hear again and again that the four primordial powers are the powers of drawing and creating in infinity. Science has names for the four primordial powers of the Eternal Being, which correspond to their value and to the volume of energy they are suited for. And yet, it is always the All-Spirit, the working of the All-One God, for His children, for the Mother Earth, for the world of minerals, plants, and animals.
We human beings have become accustomed to talking in general terms and, as a matter of course, about the breath, the air, about oxygen, about everything that man needs in order to be able to live on Earth. And yet, it is always the One Spirit, the All-One, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, who makes life in the temporal possible for us, so that we may recognize the All-Life and again find our true consciousness in order to return to eternity.
The breath of God is the inexhaustible light ether. It is the life eternally. In His cradle of drawing and creating, the breath of God stimulates the spiritual formation up to the spiritual filiation, the father-mother principle. When the eternal, the overriding primordial power, the All-One, respirates a spiritual atom in the cradle of drawing and creating, in the four planes of development, that is, stimulating the filiation of God, then formation begins in the mineral kingdom. The first mineral powers, which are stimulated by the breath of God to the filiation of God, contain all powers of infinity, the name of the developing child, the dual pair, that is, the dual parents, the mentality of the child, as well as the symphonies of the all, such as color, fragrance, and sound. All the powers of the all are arranged in each developing mineral form.
Let us go back to the breath of God, which we, but also animals, breathe and which flows to the plants. Yes, all of infinity is filled with His breath. Everything is energy. The carrier substance of the eternal being consists of inexhaustible atoms of light ether. The nucleus of all the kinds of atoms in infinity consists of the highest pulsating light ether of kindness, love, and gentleness. These three attribute powers are inherent in the love, which is the All-One's highest power of drawing and creating. The nucleus, also called primordial core, is circled by the four primordial powers, the powers of drawing and creating, of the divine order, His will, His wisdom, and His earnestness, the same as justice.
wie die schöpfenden und schaffenden Energien,
how the energies of drawing and creating function in the ether atoms is very difficult to express with our words. Because everything is contained in all things, the three attribute powers of God are also respectively contained in the four atomic creating powers. It is the germinating life in the nucleus and in all creating powers. Here the essential ether atoms are only briefly named. With our words, they are fertility atoms, also called collective atoms, carrier atoms, also called stabilizing atoms, creating atoms or formation atoms, and development atoms, the same as uniting atoms.
The impulse giver for all being, also for the divinely forming life, is always the spiritual atomic nucleus of kindness, love, and gentleness, inherent in the all love, the Father, Mother, God. The Infinite One works in infinity by way of the four primordial powers. But as stated, in all of infinity, the highest pulsating primordial core, the love, is the standard and the effectiveness in all powers. The Let There Be, the breath of God, is the power of the love for God and neighbor, which continues up to the spirit filiation, the spiritual child, which develops into a matured spirit being, matures in the duality of the spirit parents, in the extended family of the Father, Mother, God.
Dear fellow people, surely many wonder, how can we imagine the birth of a spirit child? A comparison could give us an understanding of the spiritual divine Let There Be. What is contained in the unfertilized ovum of a human mother? The mother's predispositions, her genetic makeup. Through procreation by the man, the father's genetic makeup is added. Both merge into one cell, whereby it becomes active. We could say that it starts its path of evolution.
Let us return to the divine giving and receiving. It is the one power, the love, which in a specific spiritual atom stimulates the Let There Be to the filiation of God. In the Let There Be, the specific respirated spiritual kind of atom are already contained the predispositions of the spirit child, because, as stated, everything is in all things. In the fertilized human ovum, the predispositions for the human child are already present. The fertilized ovum develops into an embryo and gradually matures into a child in the mother's body. In the divine development planes, in the spiritual birth body, ethereal, that is, fine material, life forms develop up to a nature being, which initiates the spirit birth of the spirit child through a dual pair.
The tiny look through a spiritual crack in the door can tell us so much when we bring to mind the development of a human child in its mother's body. For example, what can be recognized in the womb on an ultrasound picture? We see that the ovum has divided and that the embryo developed through further cell division, which, in its outer appearance, is similar to an embryo form, as we also know from the animal world. The embryo develops further into a fetus, which then increasingly assumes human features until the developing being can be recognized as a human being.
And what happens with the developing spirit beings? After a being has gone through the development planes, it is raised to a spirit child, to then, as the spirit child, again activate everything that is already inherent in it. Spoken in our words, the spirit child goes to the divine cosmic school in the four planes of development in order to activate as spirit child the powers of evolution so that as a spirit being, it has communication with all life forms in infinity and with all heavenly planes, with all heavenly bodies of the being. From this develops the picture that then opens up in the core of being, through which it becomes possible to behold all details of infinity. Then, everything is present in the core of being, in the primordial heart, the entire radiation volume of the kingdom of God. The life in the Spirit of God, of the eternal being, is a universal all-communication that is unimaginable to us human beings. And so, the spirit child learns to make the principle of all-communication completely its own, in the core of being as picture, color, form, and sound. In this way, the spirit child enters into the heritage of infinity and matures toward a complete spirit being.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, with this we have come to the end of our reading for today from the book The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of Divine Wisdom. Today we heard about the spiritual correlations and lawful principles which, until now, were unknown to mankind. For example, about the omnipresent life, God, about the all-law, the all-life force, about the light ether in which all divine life that has been formed is embedded, about the planes of development in the pure being, which a being goes through until it is in the end raised to the spirit child, and much, much more. Dear fellow people, we could now ask the question, if all this, that is, the life in the kingdom of God, is in the end also our true life, then why are we at all here on the earth as human beings? How did it come to this? This is what we will learn about in the next program, when we again continue to read about the fall of the spiritual beings all the way to the coarse materiality of the human being. We would be very glad to have you with us again. Until then, we wish you well. Greetings in God and goodbye.